Welcome to Steppin' Out of Babylon, produced by Sue Supriano. Babylon is everywhere. It's the isms and schisms not only within the system, but within ourselves. Let's unify, stand aligned, and step out of Babylon. Everybody, my name's Sue Supriano, and I'm really happy today to have the opportunity to talk to two people from the Uwa, who are part of the Uwa people in Colombia, the Uwa people of the cloud forest in the eastern part of Colombia. They are Barito Cuarua and Gilberto Cobaria, and I just met them because Nilo Cayuqueu brought them over. And Nilo is the director, a co-director of the Abya Yala Fund for Indigenous Self-Development in South and Mesoamerica. And he himself is a Mapuche person from Chile, although he's been living here in the United States for a while and working in support of, as I say, indigenous people. And he's going to set the scene here for what's been happening with the Uwa people. I know that a lot of people have heard about the Uwa people because they got some more publicity than many indigenous people do who have the same kinds of things happening to them with dealing with the oil companies. But the Uwa people have said that they would commit mass suicide rather than have the oil companies come in and just basically ruin their lives and drill into Mother Earth. So what has been happening recently, Nilo? What's the status of things now?
Well, I think it's the Uwa case is a typical case of how the indigenous people are right now. We are threatened by the globalization. So it's not only in Colombia, but all over the continent. And the companies are going over into indigenous territories and trying to exploit what they call the natural resources, and they're taking the oil mining and lumber, so, and exploring the rivers, and there's a lot of contamination. So the Uwa traditional people, who are very strong people, who are very, have very strong, beautiful culture, they have been threatened for years by the company, but also the mining, by the many outsiders who are trying to, you know, get their territories. So they've been fighting, and because they are very organized people, against those companies.
How many people are there?
I think they are about 10,000 people, and they are about 5,000. They might tell you exactly the number, but it's about 10,000 people living in the highland, close to Venezuela, in the eastern part of Colombia. And they've been trying to resist and resisting, you know, this oil exploration, especially from different companies. And the main one is Oxy from United States, who are trying to make deal with the government. And they did already this year. The government of Colombia authorized more exploration in the Uwa territory. And the Uwa still threatening to commit mass suicide. And also they are blocking the road. So right now, Berito Cobaria, as a result of that struggle in 1998, he won the Goldman Environmental Prize, a very famous environmental prize given to six people around the world every year. And Berito was able to get this award, and their case became kind of famous in the United States and all over the world. Mm-hmm. So right now, in this time in July, the Goldman Environmental Foundation decided to invite all the past winners of this environmental prize for 10 years. And there are about 50 people from all over the world right here meeting in Berkeley to discuss possibility of networking and working together. So we, I'm not part of the Goldman, but I'm an advisor. And I'm helping the UBA people here in the United States these days to make a presentation. Also, they will go to different places in the United States to talk about the situation of the UBA people. So Perito Covaria is a winner of the Goldman Environmental Prize, and Gilberto is a spokesperson for the UBA people, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to welcome you.
Quiero dar las bienvenidas y gracias por estar aquí.
And I would be very interested in hearing you talk yourselves. I'm just reading these papers here that talk about how you were Perito beaten up and left, came very close to really dying because of your standing up to the powers that be, basically.
Dice que quiere saber cuál es la situación de los UBA hoy día, porque está leído en los periódicos aquí un poco lo que está pasando, pero quiere saber de ustedes qué es lo que está pasando hoy día con la situación de los UBA.
Sí, mira, la comunidad indígena UBA actualmente está siendo maltratada y violada nuestros derechos por parte del gobierno nacional y por parte de la compañía occidental. La violación que se está haciendo es en que estamos a punto nosotros de ser destruidos físicamente, materialmente y psicológicamente debido a la exploración petrolera. ¿Por qué? Porque como ya lo dije, para nosotros la existencia nuestra parte de nuestra madre tierra. Hay unos principios que si se viola nuestra madre tierra, está destruyendo al pueblo indígena en su totalidad. Por eso nosotros hemos dicho que no a la exploración petrolera dentro de nuestro territorio ancestral y sagrado.
We are the UBA people. We are threatened right now by the government, not only materially but also psychologically, and now trying to take our territory. So we are fighting because we want to have justice in Colombia, and right now we are organizing to fight back because the government has. The government and the Oxy from the United States, this oil corporation, is trying to, they are continuing exploring the territory, and when we protest in the Colombian government through the military are repressing us.
Mm-hmm. So where are things right now? What's happening with the people right now in the UBA territory?
¿Qué está pasando en este momento?
Have they started drilling oil?
¿Han empezado a explotar ya petróleo? Todavía no.
Están en la primera fase, como es abrir la carretera para llegar al sitio de exploración. Está trasladándose el material y la maquinaria pesada para empezar a hacerse las respectivas cavaciones en dicho lugar.
They are in the first step right now. They are moving all the machinery. They are clearing the area to start to do the drilling right now.
And there's some kind of a court case, and you've been to the United Nations, and you've really been moving around, trying and receiving support.
¿Ustedes han presentado este caso internacionalmente, alguna corte internacional de justicia, algo por el estilo, para buscar apoyo, y también otros organismos internacionales?
A ver, siempre nosotros el mes de junio siempre pasamos una manifestación de diálogos con el gobierno de Roma. Hicimos con la Verde, con el ministro y con el medio ambiente. Siempre nosotros rechazamos de este proyecto que nos cancele y que nos recoja su material y que se retire porque nos está haciendo un estorbo. En el parte de Europa, siempre ellos estaban de acuerdo que no se puede explotar de un territorio ajeno porque para eso existía la ley.
Perito also won the Bartolomé de las Casas famous prize in Spain 2 years ago. But also he said that last July they went to Italy and they met with the Minister of Environment in Italy, who already offered support to them, and they are looking for international support today.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how much power these oil companies have when there's so much international support.
Yeah, they do.
Sí, mira, yo quiero anexar ahí otro poquito en cuanto es que nosotros hemos estado en la ONU, en la Embajada de los Estados Unidos, y allá lo que nos han planteado es que ellos están haciendo sus respectivas investigaciones, pero que mientras no reciba la autorización del gobierno nacional, ellos no pueden actuar. Porque nosotros siempre estamos diciendo de que queremos una veeduría internacional para que mire estos casos y vea la realidad y sea planteado a nivel mundial.
We've been to the United Nations, the headquarters, and we met the U.S. government's representative, and we asked them support to go to investigate the case because we consider it's a case of violation of human rights. And they say they can kind of waiting for the authorization from the Colombian government because they are not allowed to get into that. But I mean, I think to me that's excuse.
I just want to say that when we hear about Colombia these days, the United States has just given the United States government has just given a whole bunch of money to.
Mucho dinero en Estados Unidos a Colombia, ¿saben eso? Más de 1.000 millones de dólares. ¿Qué es lo que cree que va a pasar con ese dinero?
A ver, nosotros sabemos de cuando el Plan Colombia en el Estados Unidos. Si ha mirado todo el movimiento de los recursos del Banco Mundial que se ha aportado, siempre ese aportamiento es para bombardear en los territorios indígenas y territorios campesinos, donde se está sosteniendo nuestros medio ambiente. Eso es lo que va a perjudicar, eso es lo que han probado en otros y ha mirado con parte de los europeos. Siempre eso es para. Siempre viene para la guerra que hay 1.600 millones de dólares que viene de parte de Estados Unidos. Y nosotros no exigimos estos recursos. Siempre les servía invertir en otros recursos que se valga la pena, pero no para bombardear los territorios.
He said that throughout the Plan Colombia, which is after the name the United States government called the aid to Colombia, $1.6 billion of dollars, the aid to Colombia. He said that basically, in the past, that money, any aid, international aid, especially from the United States, has been used to bombard indigenous people and peasant poor people to repress them, and we don't want to that, and we want to ask the government, the United States and the Colombian government, the international, to use the money in the good way, but I don't think so, because I think they are going to bombard the people again, and will repress the people again, the indigenous people and the peasants in Colombia.
Yeah, well, I'm reading right here on this paper about the army invading and beating up and injuring people, and 10 people are still missing. So I just want to bring this home to people because I know a lot of the people who are listening to this program are U.S. citizens, not everybody, but some people. So you should know that this is what's happening, one of the things that's happening with your tax money.
¿Qué ha pasado hace poco? Porque dice que han invadido los territorios subas con y que han reprimido a la gente, que han mucho, hay heridos, hay gente desaparecida. ¿Qué es lo que pasó?
Sí, mira, resulta que nosotros, como siempre, estamos manifestando de diferentes formas de que no a la exploración petrolera dentro de nuestro territorio tradicional, porque nos afecta la parte ancestral, la parte cultural, la parte social y la parte de la sostenibilidad de acuerdo a nuestros usos y costumbres. Hemos buscado diferentes formas, diferentes acciones, y debido a eso nos han tildado a nosotros de guerrilleros, nos han tildado de que estamos en contra del desarrollo del país y de.
Because we are defending our territories and we've been accused of being guerrilleros by the Colombian army, and because we've been defending our territories, not only our territory but also our spiritual life, our ancestral, they're so it's sacred for us. So we are defending the whole thing, and we've been accused as a big guerrilleros, and that we don't accept that.
Y entonces es así como nos han desalojado de unas vías en las cuales hemos estado, nos han desalojado de dos fincas que eran de nuestra propiedad. Fuera de eso, han habido amenazas contra algunos de nuestros dirigentes. de los desalojos que han hecho hacia nuestro pueblo. Han habido muertos, han habido unos desaparecidos, han habido otros heridos, unos con armas, y así.
Yeah, we have been evicted many families from our territory last June. How many people have been wounded and beaten up, and also they had today 10 people are disappeared until today. We don't know where they are. So the repression is continuing.
Y también debido a eso no han cumplido con nuestras exigencias, porque nosotros siempre hemos exigido es que haya presencia de los del gobierno o de sus altos funcionarios para llegar a aclarar este problema, pero ellos han contestado es con la violencia, con la fuerza, militarizando la zona, atropellándonos y haciendo todo lo que ya acabé de decir hace rato.
The government doesn't want to listen to us. We were requested many times to come to visit our territory and to have a dialogue with us and thought how to resolve the issue, but they don't want to just install. They are sending the military to repress us, and all the time there are more military and police are coming there and paramilitary too to intimidate us, to threaten us, and that's the situation today.
I'm speaking with two people from the UWA people, Berito Cuarua and Gilberto Cubario, and they are here in Berkeley, California, representing the UWA people of the Cloud Forest in the eastern part of Colombia. And our translator is Nilo Cayoqueu from the Abya-Yala Fund. So it seems that you have gotten some real international support. What is going on with that now? What is your next plan?
Dicen que ustedes han recibido bastante apoyo internacional aparentemente. ¿Y cuál es el próximo paso que van a dar? ¿Qué es lo que están solicitando y qué es lo que esperan?
Sí, nosotros hemos recibido ese apoyo de solidaridad a nivel internacional. Por eso nosotros estamos en estas giras, es con el fin de socializar, de ver de que el problema no es solamente de los uwas, de esta comunidad que allí habita, sino es de todo el mundo, porque con el tiempo nosotros no vamos a tener agua, no vamos a tener plantas, no va a haber biodiversidad. Entonces es un compromiso de todo y queremos que llegue esta solidaridad de todo el mundo.
This message for the international community, we want to just let them know that we are struggling in Colombia and to defend our territory, but also this problem is happening, the UBA territory is happening all over the world, and that will happen eventually in every place in the world. We are just right now knowing that there's not so much water in our territory and there's much of contamination, and that will happen all over the world. But that way we are trying to educate people and get ally and work together to defend not only the UWA territory but the entire world.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly true. And the dependence on oil that we have here in the particularly in the United States and Europe, but all over the world, it just cannot continue on. And you folks are really experiencing the effects of the oil being taken out of the earth in a very, very direct way with the pollution. Would you like to describe some of the things, actually, that some of the details of the kind of pollution and environmental devastation that's going on where you live in Colombia?
La polución que han creado, la contaminación en esas áreas, un poco de los problemas que han causado con la exploración petrolera.
Sí, mira, si nosotros podemos decir, hace unos 15 años atrás no había ese problema que hoy en día lo estamos viviendo, porque si vemos, allí es donde realmente nacen las aguas que van a dar hacia la parte del llano. Si lo vemos en la parte cultural, ancestral, antes nos podíamos nosotros trasladar por nuestro territorio tranquilamente.
Sam, you know, this is from 15 years to now, there's a big change in Colombia. This is that what's more contaminated right now. There's more pollution because these corporations are moving to our territory. It didn't happen before because we have very clean territory, very clean water. It was a good place to live.
Sí, mira, eso y lo vemos en la parte social. Vemos hoy cómo realmente la violencia ha aumentado entre nuestro territorio. En vez de disminuir, ha aumentado debido a que hay las diferentes fuerzas armadas allí en conflicto. Y en última, los paganos somos nosotros los uvas porque estamos viviendo allí y no tenemos armas, no tenemos nada, sino que tenemos es el pensamiento para la defensa de nuestro territorio, nuestra madre tierra.
You don't know how much the violence has increased in our territory. There's a different forces, different groups fighting each other. And so we have been under the crossfire, victimized by those groups. So there's so much violence going on that our life is at risk all the time, every minute.
Well, that's really horrible. What could he say more about which groups?
¿A qué grupo más o menos están siendo afectados en Colombia? What group?
They were in crossfire between different groups, and so there's.
¿Qué grupos armados están operando en las territorios UBA?
A ver, si nosotros, como yo le decía hace rato, antes allí en esos territorios no había ese conflicto de los grupos armados de guerrilla, ¿sí? Hoy en día ya podemos decir que allí está esto militarizado por los diferentes grupos armados que hay en Colombia. Si hablamos de la FARC, del ELN, de los paramilitares que se dicen que ya van en camino, está la fuerza pública, el ejército, la policía, etcétera. O sea, hay una mezcla de todos porque todos quieren tener dominio sobre el territorio.
You see, maybe you hear about many of those groups, the military, the paramilitary, the FARC, the Revolutionary Army of Colombia, the ELN, the Liberation Army of Colombia, National Liberation Army, the other paramilitary, the police, it's called the public police. So all these forces are fighting each other and we are the victims.
Mm-hmm. Really caught between a rock and a hard place, as we say. Well, it's very terrible, and it's if you would tell him that it's really... takes a lot of strength and courage to stand up, as the Uwa people are doing.
Hay que tener mucho coraje para poder enfrentar toda esta situación, ¿verdad? Y mucha decisión de parte de ustedes, de la comunidad. Eso los mantiene unidos, fuertes, están dispuestos a seguir adelante.
A ver, sí, mira, para nosotros lo esencial para nosotros es tener la ley, cumplir con nuestra ley dejada por nuestro creador, que es Sira. Dentro de eso está que la tierra es nuestra madre, ¿sí? Y nosotros no vamos a permitir que se nos viole a nuestra madre. De ahí a que nuestros principios son culturales y tradicionales, y de la existencia de ella depende la existencia nuestra. Por eso nosotros estamos frenteando ante todos estos diferentes grupos y exigiendo ese respeto hacia nuestros principios.
We have God, our creator, Sira, and our mother has been violated, has been raped, and we don't accept that. We won't permit that. So that way we are fighting, because not only for the territory, but also for our people, for spiritual life. So that way we stand up today and to defend our territories.
I want to ask you, Nilo, we have 5 minutes left, and I know that you're from the Mapuche people in Chile, and there's something going on about building a dam right there. There's so many of these same issues affecting indigenous people and all of us, as we've been pointing out. We all live on the same earth here, and we've really been totally ruining our nest, which is about an incredibly stupid thing to do. I mean, with more power, like oil companies and logging companies and what you've been mentioning. I wonder what's going. If you want to share a little bit about that, about the dam and what you all are doing in terms of indigenous people coming together to fight these issues and coming together with other people.
Well, basically, I'm Mapuche, but I'm from Argentina. But before to be Argentina or Chilean, I'm Mapuche. So and the border came later. So I was born in Argentina, but what today is called. But in any case, the situation our brothers and sisters, the Pehuenches and the Rio Bio Bio River in Chile is dramatic because many of the people have been evicted from their community. Many of them have been paid, give some money by forcing their, they were cheating them. And there are many families who are still resisting. And the government of Chile has a law called the Indian Law Decree, in which they're supposed to respect the indigenous territory and the will of people not to be removed from their traditional territory. However, the government, because the interest of the corporation and the interest of the governments and all the money involved, they have violated their own law, their own decree, and they are trying to evict them of the Pehuenche, the remaining Pehuenche who are resisting the construction of a big dam, who will be affect many Pehuenche. Many land has been flooded already with a lot of water, and many people lost the land. So there's a big fight right now still going on. There's a group of Pehuenche people, women especially, who are fighting. They will say, we'll be removed, and we'll resist here, and we will die here. So this is still going on today. And there are different companies internationally who are working the dam. Mm-hmm. So from here in the United States, and we have this organization called La Viella Fan, it's a small indigenous foundation. We are trying to support the people, our struggle, our people, especially in capacity building, how people to organize themselves, how the community can come together. And we are providing small funds and technical assistance and organizational development. Also, we have a newsletter. We are publishing about indigenous issues. We are trying to educate people in the United States, but also all over, and about the indigenous issues, but also how we can have a dialogue between indigenous and non-indigenous people. Here in the United States, we've been in touch with many environmental organizations, human rights, trying to educate and work together and how to save the planet, basically. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, we are very much in touch with the Uwa people and other Mapuche and other people from all over the continent, also in Native American United States.
So you could let people know how that they can support the Abya Yala Fund and how they can support these struggles of indigenous people, and as I say, because it affects all of us, that's for sure.
Right. We have an email. You can send us a message to the Abyayala, ABYAYALA at earthlink.net. So that's our email, and the phone number here in the United States, 510-763-6553, and people can contact us for more information, and we'll be happy to, give information, send you the newsletter, an update of the UBA or the indigenous people in general. We are working also in Central America and Mexico. Also, we are involved in a lot of meetings and conferences right now.
I'm going to repeat that contact information for those of you who weren't ready before, and that is Abya Yala Fund, ABYA, and then YALA Fund, and the email is Abyayala, you put that together, ABYAYALA at earthlink.net. The phone number is 510-763-6553 here in, that's in Oakland, California. The mailbox is P.O. Box 28386, Oakland, California, 94604. Well, I want to thank you, Barito Kuarua and Hiberto Cabarilla and Nilo Kayakeo. Thank you very much, and I really hope for all of us, and mostly you who are so very close to this struggle, all the best. And my name's Sue Supriano. Thanks for listening.